Tighten a snare snap for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes. Advanced session, mastering mindset. All right, let's talk about that snare snap. In old school jungle and rolling drum and bass, the snare isn't just a snare. It's thin anchor. It's the thing that tells your break and your bass where the center of gravity is. And the tricky part is, it has to cut through absolute chaos without turning into that modern, glossy, pop bright crack. So today you're building a snare snap control chain in Ableton Live 12 that tightens the transient, focuses the snap band, adds controlled warehouse grit, keeps low end clean, and stays master safe. That last part matters. Because if your snare is exciting in solo, but it's detonating your limiter later, it's not actually working. It's just loud. Before we touch any processing, set the context. Tempo, 160 to 170 BPM. That classic pocket lives here. Next, grab a reference track. Drop it into Ableton. Keep it muted for now. We'll level match later, but it's important you have an actual target for what snappy but smoky sounds like on a real tune. Now gain staging. This is where advanced work starts. Make sure your drum group, or at least your snare group, is peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before heavy processing. If your snare is already near zero, you're basically trying to sculpt with a sledgehammer. Pull the level down first. Here's an extra coach move that changes everything. Put a limiter on the master right now. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. No extra gain. You're not mastering yet. You're just watching behavior. The goal is to build snare snap so the limiter barely reacts on the snare hits. If it's clamping 3, 4, 6 dB every time the snare lands on 2 and 4, you're going to lose swing. Break-driven music needs that bounce. Cool. Now we diagnose what snap actually is, because people chase the wrong frequencies all the time. On your snare track or snare layer group, add spectrum after whatever you currently have, and loop a bar with clean snare hits. You're looking for three zones. Body usually around 180 to 250. That can be nice, but it can also turn into cardboard. Boxiness, often 200 to 350. That's the warehouse in the bad way, the kind that makes the snare feel like it's inside a shoebox. And the crack or snap zone, generally 2 to 5 kHz. That's the band you're protecting. Then there's air, 8 to 12 kHz. In a lot of modern tracks, that's where the shiny stuff lives. But for smoky warehouse jungle, too much up there starts sounding clean and expensive in the wrong way. We usually want less glass, more smoke. Now we tighten the transient without turning it into EDM. Drop drum bus on the snare channel or snare group. We are doing transient first, because it's easier to EQ something that already has a defined front edge. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 6 as a starting range. Don't chase loudness. We're chasing shape. Set transient up, like plus 10 to plus 25. You should hear the stick and the front edge step forward. Turn boom off, or set it to 0%. For jungle snares, fake low end on the snare is usually a fight you don't want. Let the sub and the break handle the low energy. Crunch can be a little, like 5 to 15. Optional. Damp somewhere around 10 to 30% to calm down fizzy top. Now, super important, level match. Toggle drum bus on and off and use the output knob so it's the same loudness. If it only sounds better because it's louder, you've learned nothing yet. We want better at the same level. Next, snap ek. This is where you carve mud and spotlight the crack, but avoid modern sheen. Add EQ 8 after drum bus. First, high pass, 24 dB per octave. Put it somewhere around 110 to 160 Hz. The point is not to thin the snare into a tick. The point is to keep snare energy out of sub territory, so it doesn't cloud the bass and it doesn't trigger the limiter unnecessarily. Second, a box cut. Put a bell around 200 to 350 Hz. Cut maybe 2 to 5 dB. Cue around 1.2 to 2. This is often the difference between dusty warehouse and cardboard garage. Third, snap focus. A narrower-ish boost, bell, plus 1 to plus 3 dB around 2.8 to 4.5 kHz. Cue around 2 to 4. This is the spotlight. You're not brightening the whole snare. You're emphasizing the part that reads on small speakers and pushes through the mix. Fourth, tame harshness if it's getting spitty. Bell, minus 1 to minus 4 dB around 5.5 to 7.5 kHz. Hue around 2. This is that edge that can hurt on loud rigs. If you get this wrong, you think you're making it cut, but really you're making it painful. Fifth, optional. A gentle shelf down around 10 to 12 kHz. Minus 1 to minus 3 dB. This one move can instantly put the snare back into that old school zone. Darker, not quieter. If your snare has stereo hash because it's coming from a break, Try EQ8 in mid/side mode. Often you want the snap mostly in the mid so it punches in mono. If the sides are full of 3 to 6kHC grit, dip that on the side channel a bit. Keep the mid a touch forward. That's a really mastering-minded move, because it translates better in clubs. Now we add the warehouse smoke. Controlled saturation, not fuzz for the sake of fuzz. Option 1. Roar. Put roar after EQ8. Choose a mode like soft clip or tube depending on the snare. Keep drive low to moderate. You want character, not destruction. If it gets fizzy, use roar's tone shaping to roll off extreme top. Then set mix somewhere like 10 to 35%. Go slow. Here's what you're listening for. Snap stays punchy, but it gets that slightly dirty edge, like the sound has been in the room, through a system, on tape, and back. Option 2. Saturator if you want cleaner control. Analog clip or soft sign. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then compensate output so you're not fooling yourself with volume. And a key principle. If the snare loses the needle-like front edge after saturation, you're probably driving too hard or you're saturating too early. Most of the time, the order that behaves best is transient shaping, then EQ, then saturation. Quick extra, if you're pushing roar or saturator hard, use higher quality or oversampling on that device if available. Less aliasing means less fake top-end fizz, and that's literally the difference between smoky and digital sand. Now peak control, mastering mindset style. You're not flattening the groove, you're putting a seatbelt on. Add glue compressor after the saturation. Attack around 3 milliseconds. If the transient is still too wild, you can try 1 millisecond, but be careful, faster attack can shave the snap you just built. Release on auto, or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you get about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits, just enough to catch the spikes. Turn makeup off and level match manually. Soft clip on. That's huge for snare spikes. It can stop random peaks from stabbing your master limiter later. Now, advanced time. The parallel snap bus. This is a classic jungle trick because it lets your main snare stay natural, while the parallel adds needle and grit. Energy without crushing dynamics. Create a return track called a snap. On that return, start with EQ8. High pass around 200 to 300 HC, because you don't want low mids building up in parallel. Then give a little boost in the 3 to 5 kHC range. Then add saturator. Drive 5 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. This is your mean layer. Then drum bus. Transient up, like plus 20 to plus 40. Drive 1 to 4. Now it's really speaking. Then utility at the end. Consider mono on. It's optional, but often it's magic. Jungle snap centered is power. Pull utility gain down so the return isn't blasting. Now send your snare to a snap lightly. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level and blend until it talks. The perfect amount is when you miss it, when you mute it, but you don't hear it as a separate layer. If you want it ultra tight, put a gate after saturation on the snap return, and sidechain that gate from the dry snare. Fast attack, short hold, quick release. That forces the parallel grit to exist only during the transient window, so you get bite without extra tail or haze. Now one of the most slept on advanced moves, transient isn't only level, it's timing. Zoom in on the waveform, nudge your snare layer relative to the break by plus or minus 5 to 15 milliseconds. Tiny, but it changes everything. If it feels late and cloudy, nudge it earlier. If it feels pokey and separate from the break, nudge it slightly later so it glues into the break zone transient. That's how you get tight without turning it into a clicky modern sample. Next, arrangement tactics, because jungle is about movement. In drop sections, automate slightly more parallel snap, like plus 1 or 2 dB. That lets it cut through bigger bass without you boosting EQ. In breakdowns, back off the snap return so it feels deeper and smokier. For fills only, try a short slap delay. Ping pong delay at 1/16th or 1/8th. Low feedback. Heavily filtered. Keep the main hits dry. That's how you get excitement without washing the anchor. And here's a pro arrangement upgrade. Instead of turning the snare up, pull competing elements down. For example, hats or ride bust down 0.5 dB to 1.5 dB for the first 8 bars of a drop, then bring them back. The snare feels bigger without changing at all. Now, master bus considerations. Because if you're doing this right, the master limiter is barely working on the snare. On the master, keep it simple. Maybe a gentle EQ8 cleanup, nothing aggressive. Glue compressor very light, 0 to 1 dB reduction if you even use it. Then a limiter with ceiling at minus 1 dB. Watch the limiter. If it's shaving 3 to 6 dB on every snare, that's a sign your peaks are too aggressive or your headroom is too low. Fix it at the snare group, or by clipping peaks gently before the compressor. A really strong technique is two-stage control, a little soft clipping first to shave only the tallest spikes, then glue doing very small gain reduction. That preserves crack and prevents random outliers. Now do translation checks. This is the part people skip, and it's why their snare only works in the studio. First, mono check. Put utility on the master, hit mono, and listen for 10 seconds. If the snare vanishes or gets weird, you built too much snap in stereo information, or too much air instead of mid-crack. Second, small speaker check. Phone speaker, laptop, anything tiny. Jungle snap should still read. If it doesn't, don't just boost top end. Go back and make sure the 3 to 4 kHz zone is present and clean. Let's wrap it into a quick practice flow you can do in 20 minutes. Pick a classic break, amen style if you want, and a one-shot snare layer. Route both into a snare group. On the group, drum bus with transient around plus 20 and drive around 3. Then EQ 8, high pass around 140, minus 3 at 250, plus 2 at 3.5k. Then roar at about 20% mix. Then glue, 2 to 1 ratio, 3 millisecond attack. Auto release, about 2 dB gain reduction, soft clip on. Create the snap return, blend it until it's audible but not obvious.